I'm gonna show you how deep this shit is.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now, 917, give me a second. I want to explain something. I'll bring you right back in. Give me a second, 917. Oh, and 917, you fell out, but come out, call back in. What I'm saying, check me out. Follow the thing on this one. I'm going to show you the beauty of the 2 plus 2 is 4. I'm going to show you the beauty of it. Now, before you meet women, 917, bring you 1 second. Before you meet women, the meet a dating phase, the relationship phase, okay? Not even relationship. Let's say meeting and dating phase, okay? Where you guys are going to be is 2 plus 2 is 4, meaning that you'll learn what your 4 is. That means your expectations is your 4, okay? And if a woman cannot come close to your 4, okay? Remember, I told you guys, she can be a 3 plus 1, okay? But she doesn't necessarily have to be a 4. She can be a 4.2, 4.3, maybe a 4.4, but she's still got to remain a 4, okay? That means she's worthy of your fucking time, okay? But when you guys are ready to move up, if you are, because remember I told you, you don't have to be married or in a relationship, but I'm just showing you how deep this is. Once you are ready to move up and live with a woman, be engaged and married to a woman, you're no longer looking at 2 plus 2 is 4. You're looking for a 2 to line up with your 2 to make it a 4 at that point. You see what I'm saying? That's how deep it is. But I don't want to get into all that. But what I'm saying is that when you're ready to get in a relationship, you are going to say, I need no one equal to me, but someone that brings something to the table that is worth my 4. Not being close to my 4, but worth my 4. So that means your 2... when you have a 2, you're no longer going to be 2 plus 2 is 4. You're going to be 2 underscore equals 4. And then that woman has got to show you that she is wife worthy, mother worthy, living worthy. But that's how deep the equation goes. So it's deeper than just 2 plus 2 is 4. But right now, we're staying on the basic equation because y'all don't even understand that shit yet. But once, as you elevate your name and you grow, really meaning, and 917, I'll bring you in 1 second. I want to show everybody this. What I'm saying is, and this is growth. I'm going to show you growth. Growth is all that shit under the surface, right? The bigger the piece it is under the surface, the more you know about yourself, the more you know what you expect from a woman that you live with, a woman that you're engaged to, and a woman that you want to marry. What you'll know what you're looking for. And that's when you're going to be choosy about a partner, because at that point you know that you're about to give her the most important part of yourself, and that's your sperm. You're just not going to give it away. She's got to be worthy of it. But I don't want to get into that too much, but I'm just giving you all a piece of the puzzle. But let me go ahead and bring in 917 real quick before we continue this. 917, what's up, man? What's up, man?
Hey, Dean, how are you?
I'm always good. I'm a man. What's up?
Oh, man. I'm just trying to pick up your mind, man. That's why I'm calling you back. So I like the conversation, so, man. So I just want to tell you that I'm listening to you, man, but I don't really fucking do the work, man. I don't know. I don't really go out and talk to 5 girls a day and all that. So,
well, then, okay, but wait, sir, listen to me. It's okay because you are where you're supposed to be at. It's okay. I'm not mad at you. You just don't have what it takes to be my kind. That's all. It's nothing bad. It's just that you have every right not to want to do the work. Remember, you got to understand 917. Everybody can't be a real authentic motherfucking man. There's got to be more guys like you, 917, than there are like me, because you are the economy. I need you to be able to buy the flowers, the roses, kiss her ass, apologize, let her walk all over you, let you punch her, and all the other shit. I ain't doing that shit. It's not my job. It's your job. But I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. But if you don't want to do the work, brother, I'm not mad at you. I applaud you. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not because I don't want to do the work. It's just I keep giving excuses to myself all the time.
Brother,
that
no, brother, stop. Wait. Listen. It's just you just don't want to do the work, brother. That's all, man. Listen to me. What you understand is every time you're trying to fluff it, add an excuse, trying to get validation and all that other shit, you're bullshit. The truth of the matter is you just don't want it, brother. That's all. That's all, man. Does that make sense?
Probably not. It's not because of women, as you said. It's because of myself. That's how I see it.
I didn't bring up women. I'm talking about you. You are just not built for the authentic nature out there. You're built for fantasy land, and that's okay. I'm not knocking you. I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm saying that you don't have to apologize to me. You are what you are, brother. I'm not here to change what you are. You are what you are, but there's nothing to change about you.
I'm calling you right now. I know there is a lot of people listening, and a lot of people don't want to put themselves in this situation, but I don't care, man. I just want to tell you what it is, so I want to work this out and just figure out how to get out of this fucking bubble. That's what I'm calling right now, just you what it is. And not to be apologize about things, but just to tell you what it is, how can I get out of this situation.
Okay.
That's why I'm calling you right now.
Brother, I'm going to tell you why that's a lie. Follow me on this. I'll tell you why you're lying, okay? Because beat yourself. All 20 stories, beat yourself. Beat yourself. Come on, dude. Mute yourself. Please.
Okay, one second.
Oh.
Sorry, one sec.
Thank you. Then unmute yourself when you're ready to talk. What I'm saying is this. Look, brother. What you guys don't understand to all of this is talking to the 5 women a day, dude. That's number one. And as you are talking to 5 women a day, you'll realize in October, I give you ways to taste what it is to be a man. And February, I show you and give you a taste of what it's like to be a man. It's what you want to do. What I'm saying is when you say, well, Steve, I'm this way, but I want to change, you're lying to me because I've already set you up to give you the tools to begin your journey towards your change, and you're just not doing it. Because if you went to the fucking website and listened to that free info fucking mation I give you, that's your beginning point. Matter of fact, not only did I tell you today, I told you yesterday, go get that puzzle box and start working on that puzzle if you really want to change. That's it. That's it, man. Listen, brother. I understand it sounds good, it's motivating, but what you guys gotta understand, I'm not here to motivate. I don't like you motherfuckers. I mean, y'all my boys. But I don't give a fuck about y'all like that. I mean, y'all my boys, but we ain't cool. I don't know you on a personal level, and you don't know me. But that's here nor there. All I'm doing is putting the weapons on the table, and either you're going to do it or you're not, but I don't want to hear any poor me excuses because in nature, we don't buy by those rules. See, 917, where you are in right now is y'all are accustomed. Let me tell y'all what y'all accustomed to. Listen to me. All right. This is what y'all are accustomed to, the water thing. All right, fine. Let me explain this. Instead of taking off, okay, you say, I'm thirsty. I want something to drink. Here's the water. Instead of just grabbing the water, opening the top, and drinking it to fulfill and quench the thing that you want to do, in your world, this is what you do. I'm thirsty, but before I open the top, let me tell you my story. When I was a young kid, Uncle Johnny just didn't push me on the swing. My daddy didn't love me, and my mommy told me to do all these things. Or you're like this. Instead of grabbing the top, oh, my God, the water's not going to like me. The bottle's not going to like me. I'm too short for the bottle. I'm too tall to open the bottle. I'm just not good enough to turn the bottle, right? Or they'll tell you, you know what? The bottle is so mean. Fuck the bottle. Let's go our own way. Let's just say fuck the water, fuck drinking it, fuck turning the bottle, fuck that. Let's just go our own way. Or they'll say, you know what? It's the bottle's fault. You know what? The bottle should automatically unscrew itself for you and pour the water in your thing. Or they'll tell you it's well, you can't open the bottle because it's the government. It's family court. It's the bottle being mean to you. You know, the bottle's going to use you for your money. Oh, because of hypergamy, you got to be careful, because if you open that bottle might move up and leave your ass. That's all y'all doing. All y'all doing in your land is conjuring up any fucking equation to prevent you from actually doing what you want to do. I know y'all think I sound fucking crazy, but I'm telling y'all. So when you say to me, Steve, I'm this way, but Steve, I really want to open the bottle and drink from the bottle, right? I'm telling you, all you got to do is follow what I'm showing you to learn how to hold the bottle, how to open the bottle, and how to drink the water. But you're not, listen, 917, this is what I'm trying to tell you. What you guys don't understand and why you lose, this is why I gave y'all the blueprint. I can't give y'all the blueprint because I gave y'all that special. But what I'm saying for y'all guys is this. Ever you make a reason for why you're not opening up the bottle, you actually really don't want to drink the fucking water, because all you're doing is making fucking excuses. Now, please hear Uncle on this one. If I turned on the Discovery Channel and I saw a lion chasing a zebra, and that lion missed the zebra, and he turns to the camera and says, well, my claws were hurting. Well, the ground was too hot. It was too hot outside. Or the zebra was just too big. Then I would tell y'all are valid. But nature is just fucking nature. You are either in nature or you're not. And when you're not in nature, all you're doing is fucking making excuses or looking for validation or lying to yourself. What I'm saying, 917, is this. As soon as you tell me you want to change, you're fucking lying, because that's false motivation. Let me explain. Follow Uncle Dean on this. Just like you said, I want to change, is the same thing you motherfuckers do on December 31st. Oh, it's a new year. Time for me to change. Promise I'm going to be different from what I am last year. This is my year. I'm going to change. And look where we at, and you still the same motherfucker, and you don't know why. You don't need to tell me you want to change, 917. What you should have done is said, Steve, I went to the website. I learned the boot camps. I got coaching. Steve, I'm doing the five a day. I'm doing these things. I know the approach boot camp. But when I walked up to this woman, this is what happened. Can you help me? That's when I know you really want to learn, because you have taken the time, just like putting the puzzle pieces on the table and doing it yourself. It's the same exact thing, man. That's why I'm telling you, most of these motherfuckers are full of shit, because they want to validate your sob stories. Think about what most of you guys are doing right now. Follow Uncle on this. You are listening to guys that are allowing you to validate why they're not growing, and none of these guys are being honest with these motherfuckers and telling them, I don't need to hear that shit. Why the fuck does your opinion matter when you're trying to learn? Do you think I want to hear how tall you are, how much money you got? Oh, well, I used to be this. I don't want to hear that shit. What I want to hear is, what the fuck are you doing right now? That's all I need to hear. I don't want to hear no sob stories. That's why you always know I cut that shit out. I don't want to hear no sob stories. I don't want to hear no poor me stories. You don't have to soften up this blow. You be straight with me so I can be straight with you. You remember the last caller? See, 917, you missed the last caller. The caller before him. He spent 20 minutes bullshitting around, and when we finally lifted the hood and pulled off all the bullshit, we realized that he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He was scared of women, and he needed help. But what did he do? He gave me a bunch of bullshit stories and shit, trying to soften the blow. So 917, what I'm saying to you is this. I welcome all of you guys. That's why I'm here. I welcome you all. I'm here for you. But I am not your fucking friend. I am not going to pat you on your fucking back, tell you life is okay, and tell you it's the woman's fault to make you feel better. Fuck you. It's not her fault. It's your fucking fault. That's the truth. That's the goddamn truth. But what you guys have got to understand in all of this is that I'm not in fantasy land, man. Look, I'm in fantasy land. Chilling is great over here because I don't have to do any work. I mean, that, hey, I would love to give y'all fruit baskets. I would love that. What I'm trying to teach you guys to do. All right, let's look at real quick. I want to show y'all something. Let's look at a fake piece of glass that they call a diamond, okay? What gives the diamond the quality or the – all right, I know it's being withheld from the market. We don't have to go there. We know it's being withheld from the market. But how does a jeweler give a number or a price to the diamond? What that motherfucker does is he puts on his third fucking eye, he puts his thing on his fucking eye, he looks at the diamond. He doesn't look at the outer shape of the diamond. He looks at the inside of the diamond to see if there's any fuck-up scratches or shit in the diamond. He determines from the inside based off of his knowledge that he sees from himself. That's what I'm trying to get you, the purity, right, the flaws, Whiskey. Thank you, Whiskey. That's what I'm trying to say to y'all guys. I am trying to give you an eyepiece. But the eyepiece I'm trying to give you guys is a special eyepiece only for your eyes only. Because if you turn the eyepiece to the side, it will have your last name on it. And it will never be another name on it but yours. And I'm trying to show you that just because it's a diamond, to a real motherfucker is a piece of goddamn glass. That shit ain't got no fucking value. It's not special. I don't give a fuck if it's hell from the market or not. It ain't special. Ain't nothing about that shit. I don't give a fuck about a diamond. Because I'm looking at it for what it really is and not for what it could be. But what I'm saying, the loop, you know what I mean. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, with a loop. Okay. What I'm saying is this to y'all guys. Thank you. Thank you, Tyler. What I'm saying to y'all guys is that y'all are in the world. See, I got to show y'all the land. Y'all are in could-be world. That's where y'all at. If you want to be a doctor in a day, you can go to a boot camp and do it right now. If you want to learn how to fly a plane in a day, they'll sell you on that shit. They'll sell you on, hey, and now, guys, wait a second. Let me show y'all. Because all my sci-fi dogs are going to understand what I'm talking about. Hold on a second. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. Now, I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers have never seen this before, but let me show y'all what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, I'm about to show y'all something. Now, for all my Trekkie, all my Star Trek fans out there, because you know I'm a sci-fi geeky nerd. Y'all know that. I'm a nerd. I'm a big kid. I'm a nerd. If y'all look, hey, I put my SpongeBob ornaments in my tank right now. I've got the fake jellyfish in there and shit. I've got a crocodile that spits out water, and I'm about to soup that shit up some more. And I got the man mindset tag in there, like I told y'all. I'm gonna take a fill of that later on for y'all. But like I said, I'm a big ass kid. I love to have fun. But anyway, let me show y'all something. Let me show all my sci-fi. Now, if you're a Star Trek guy, you already know what the fuck I'm about to show them. But I'm gonna explain to them what I'm saying. Now, what you see right there, now this was on Star Trek, okay? I think it was Star Trek Generations. I forgot what Star Trek it was on. Let me see what Star Trek it was. It was with Spock, and it was Star Trek Generations. That was the movie. Write it down, guys. Star Trek Generations, okay? That's, hey, guys, homework assignment. Star Trek Generations. Write that down. That's a homework assignment. If you get a chance, watch that movie, Star Trek Generations, and y'all will see what I'm talking about with this fucking line in the sky right here. This line in the sky on Star Trek was called the Nexus, okay? And for anybody that gets into the Nexus, because it's just a ripple that's floating through space. Anybody that gets to the Nexus, okay, or is inside the Nexus, okay, anything that they dream will come true. Any thought that they have will happen in the Nexus. The Nexus is a fucking fantasy land. It's everybody's trying to get to it because they can live their lives like anything they want. That's what that ripple is. Now, y'all will see that if y'all watch Star Trek Generations. But the reason I'm showing you this is because most of you guys are living inside this shit right now, and you don't realize it. You're living in a fantasy world where you think that you more than what the fuck you are. Why? Because somebody told you you were. Somebody told you you were a man. Somebody told you you were a red pill, and you believe that shit. Someone told you you were alpha because they told you were alpha. Or you read a book because you read a book that says you're alpha. You're alpha. That's bullshit. I'm telling y'all. If y'all watch Star Trek Generations, y'all will see what the fuck I'm talking about. Because just like Morpheus was showing y'all in The Matrix, the real world is a lonely, cold place. I'm telling y'all. Lonely and cold. But you thrive. Hey, look, it can be lonely and cold as fuck as it wants, but when you get here or in fantasy land, you clean up. You fuck a hold of women. You get the threesomes and the orgies, and you get to live the life that you always wanted because you're standing on something that Fantasyland doesn't have. Fantasyland will not allow you to stand on your own. You've got to be the bitch to the rules that you're in. And what are those rules? You are not allowed to think. You are not allowed to have a thought. You've got to realize women are better than you. You have to be scared of women. You've got to beg. You've got to apologize. All that shit. You cannot thrive the way you are because of the rules you're playing by. But the only way you're going to see that is seeing it for yourself, man. That's the real motherfucking truth. Now, 917, you can unlock yourself. Did you have a comment to say on that? Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all can.
Yeah, I just want to thank you, man. Thanks a lot.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then explain, what am I saying?
I just have to kick my ass and go and do my shit. That's it. No excuses, man.
Right. And that's, okay, what I'm saying is, but in order for you to have understanding, okay, listen to what I'm saying. Right now, you got to mute yourself. Mute yourself real quick because, you know, making noise. Can you mute yourself? If not, oh, never mind, I'm going to mute you. God damn, I keep telling you to mute yourself. You won't listen, dude. You got to mute yourself, dog. Fuck. I got you. I'll mute you. God damn, you make too much. You got to follow, dog. Just press one. You got a question. What I'm saying to you, and I'm saying to anybody that's listening to me, if you really want to know what your potential is, what your drive is, how disciplined you are, how much passion do you have? If you want to know that, gentlemen, go get that fucking puzzle. That shit is going to blow your fucking mind, because then hopefully you will start to realize that becoming a motherfucking man ain't something that you can put on like a coat jacket. It's going to take time. And if you're doing the puzzle right, I'm fine. It doesn't have to be this weekend. You take your time and do it on your pace, but that's going to really show you how you learn and how long it takes for you to adapt to things. That's the truth. It's not my truth. It's no, Tyler. It's not really the scale. It's more the list, Tyler. Tyler, it's more the list than the scale. Scale, Tyler, is showing you that just because you don't want to do it, there's always somebody else that's willing to do it, Tyler. So it's not the scale, Tyler. It's more the list, Tyler. The list, Tyler. But what I'm saying to you guys, I want you to just see what I'm talking about. Because what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see that are listening to me is that what you've been doing all your life is that you've been cheating yourself by looking at the box, because the box is training wheels. The box is a guide. 424, I'll give you 1 second. But also, the box is telling you what to do. And y'all don't even see it. But we'll talk about that in 1 second. Let me bring in 424. We'll continue. 424, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, so I have a question. How big is your big black cock?
I'll be happy to tell you that. My dick is my size, sir. So, but I'm going to open you back up for it before I like you. I want to open you back up. Guys, man, dude, y'all really think I hate these guys that are pranksters, man. I love this guy. 424, what's your name, man? I'm going to bring you back on, dog. I'm not mad at you. What's your name, dog? What's your name, man?
Name's Jeff Fester. How you doing?
I'm fine, Jeff. Hold on a second. Wait. Hey, guys. Guys, let's do the work here. Let's listen to Jeff. And I want y'all to tell me Jeff's story. Y'all want, hey, wait, Jeff, I'm about to open you up. Guys, Listen to this, listen to him, and I want my class, my students, just by hearing his voice and what he's saying, you tell me Jeff's story. Jeff, how old are you, buddy? How old are you, Jeff?
How old are you, Jeff?
I'm 23. How you doing? Can I suck that big black pecker?
Hey, hold on a second. You're 23. Okay, guys. Y'all hear Jeff? Y'all hear Jeff? Jeff has, I'm going to tell you Jeff's story, guys. Jeff was raised by his mother and his father. No, wait, follow me. Jeff was raised by his mother and his father. Jeff had both his parents. Jeff had, when it came time to play baseball, Jeff's parents were in the stands rooting him on. When it was time to eat dinner, Jeff would come and have dinner. They preferably have it about maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock. They would pray. They would eat their dinner, and they would ask about their day, right? Jeff's mom would ask Jeff's dad, how was your day at work? My day was fine, honey, and all that other stuff, right? Well, you're almost there, Sumo. Hold on. But let me tell you about Jeff's parents. No. Jeff didn't get breastfed. Jeff, on the other hand, noticed that Jeff's dad always told him, son, happy wife, happy life. Never make mommy mad, right? And Jeff one day wanted to get some pussy. And Jeff went to his daddy, and his daddy told him, you know what? Kiss her ass. Kiss her ass. You see what I'm saying? And what also with Jeff is that Jeff didn't know women. And because Jeff didn't know women, Jeff got his ass ran by a woman. So what Jeff did was, come on, guys, follow. I'm telling you Jeff's life, guys. I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you. Y'all think I'm bullshitting you. I'm going to tell you what Jeff did. Let me find out what Jeff did. Guys, follow Uncle on this. I'm going to show you what Jeff did. Jeff had problems with women, right? So what did Jeff do? Jeff got with one of his loser friends. And his loser friend told him, damn, Jeff, you're having troubles with women? Well, damn, Jeff, I got the perfect book that you need to read, Jeff. Why don't you go to Amazon, and why don't you go ahead and look up this book called The Game, Jeff? And what you can do is you, Jeff, can learn how to get pussy today. Okay? So what Jeff did was Jeff read the book, The Game. But also, Jeff learned that he had to paint his fingernails red. He had to wear a boa. Maybe, I don't know if he did the goggles and the top hat. But Jeff read The Game. And Jeff started going to these seduction chat rooms, trying to learn pickup lines, trying to learn gimmicks and all that other stuff. To a point where Jeff met a woman who took his money and his fucking manhood. So then Jeff, because he was mad, Jeff then went to Metal because Jeff was mad that women and government and all these things were against him, and Jeff became Metal because Jeff wanted to go his own way. But because Jeff is by himself and can't get pussy, Jeff says, you know what? I see that where a lot of people are really trying to learn how to be men. And I remember what my daddy told me. I must protect mommy at all costs. So what I'm going to do. Wait, Jeff, why'd you hang up? Wait. Oh, shit, he hung up. Fuck. God damn it, Jeff hung up. I'm sorry, Jeff. We're not mad at you, Jeff. We love you, dog. I'm not mad at you, man. Damn, dude. Here comes Jeff again. 290, what's your question, sir?
What's going on with all these weird calls? What?
209, what is your question? I don't give a fuck about the weird calls. What is your question? If you don't have a question, you know what's going to happen because I got shit to do. What's your question, 209?
Can I suck your cock?
Yeah,
your big black juicy cock. Let me suck on that big black pecker. Come on, baby, give me that big black cock. Come on, baby. Are you there, baby? Can I suck it?
Oh, you're not. Keep going, brother. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Oh, I said. Man, well, you know, I'm just out here, you know, licking my asshole, fingering
their future wife.
Come on, baby. Let me see that big black cardio's, baby. Come on, baby.
Oh, here we go. Keep going. I'm checking out.
White chocolate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Keep going, dog. Keep talking. We're not done. Keep talking. I'm just trying to find something. Are you done talking?
Well, are you going to let me suck your cock?
There you go. Keep going.
Steve, he's a cupcake. He's nothing but a cupcake. Steve, he's a cupcake. He's nothing but a cupcake.
He left. All right. But anyway, guys, this is why I tell you guys, don't get mad, don't get upset. What is the job of the Smith? They've got to stop this. They got to try to disrupt us. They've got to stop us from telling y'all the truth because they don't want you to break free of yourselves, dog. I don't get mad at that shit. Hey, dude, when I get called like that, I know that I'm doing something right, man. That's what I'm talking about. And that motherfucker ain't going to make it, man. Dude, I just feel bad for the guy that's going to fuck his girl, dog. Because you know what? His girl going to get fucked by some dude. I'm telling you. He's going to find a woman, I guess. You know, some bisexual men that are in cover do that shit, though. So anyway, but no, we're good. So like I'm saying, for you guys out there, 515-605-9373 is the number. I don't take anonymous calls, so 111, I'm going to open you up, and I'm going to hang up on you. You got to call in. You got to take the number. Man. Don't call in anonymous. We don't do anonymous calls. Anyway, so what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, you got to understand how all this shit is going down. But you guys have got to start beginning to think and start to see how this is, man. It's not about helmets and all that. It's just what it is, guys. Y'all can't listen. You are not supposed to break free. That's the rule, dog. You're not. You're not supposed to be free to a point where you are dictating your life. You're not supposed to do that, okay? But, hey, guys, look, we got 21 more minutes. I'll do 21 more minutes because we're going to do a ride with the Dean tomorrow again, 12:30 East, maybe 12:45 East. But we got about 21 minutes. So if y'all got any questions, y'all want to call in, y'all can. We're going to wrap this up at the four-minute mark because I got some work to do. But anyway, what's going on, guys? Guys, you got to understand, man, the internet has opened a door to a lot of things, and it's not just the trolls. The internet has opened up to people that just don't want you to grow, man. You understand, man, the rule of the game, people don't want you to grow, man, because the more you grow, the more you separate yourself. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that you have got to start preparing yourselves for chapters, okay? Like I said early on in all of this, is that five a day isn't the end. Talking to a woman isn't the end. Always remember that every time you grow and every time you take a step forward, you have just ended a chapter. And the chapter is really your life. you don't need to go back and look at that chapter, but you can end that chapter and start your next chapter. That's the beautiful thing about being a man. You are nothing but chapters. But what chapters do you want to live in your life? What are your chapters? But if you're, I'm telling you right now, I know that fucking sucks to hear what I'm saying, but man, if you guys have got to stop fucking just, guys, as I showed you before, ask yourself, how well do you know any of us on YouTube? And the answer should be not well. So then the next question is what is the information being told to me? Are these guys trying to make me one of them where I change my language or I change my last name? What do they want me to be? These are the things that y'all got to think about. That's how deep this shit goes. But only you will be able to tell that, okay? And like I said before, man, this is, I mean, I y'all my dogs, man. Y'all my dogs. But I'm here. But like I say, man, I'm just like everybody else. I'm just on YouTube, just like everybody else. And I told you, if I write that fucking book, I already told you, $49.99, I already told you, it's going to be why the fuck y'all ain't going to make it. I already told you that shit. So you already know. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that I do not want you to be motivated by me. I don't want you to act like me. I don't want you to think like me. I don't want you to do any of that shit. What I want you to do is think and see what the fuck I'm talking about versus me telling you how you should think. That's what I'm saying to all you guys out there that listen to me right now. That's what I want from you guys. So we have 17 minutes to go. If y'all got any questions in the chat room, feel free to ask. But listen, like I said before, I don't want to be – look, I know that shit's fucked up and harsh, man. I know that shit's fucked up. But you've got to understand that everybody cannot be free. Everybody cannot be free, man. Everyone can't be free. No. That's not your chapter one. It's not listening to fucking idiots. It's believing the fucking stories of fucking idiots. Stop believing the stories, man. You've got to learn how to grow, gentlemen. In order for you to get this down, you have got to stop trying to be the number two and learn how to be the one. Nobody's telling you how or teaching you how to be the one because they don't want you to know that information. Nobody's doing that but Unc. Rosebud's doing it. Not too many motherfuckers out there teaching y'all how to truly be free of everything. But like I said, for the 16 minutes left, I am telling you motherfuckers right now, it is not sunshine and rainbows at first. It is hard. It is tough. It is dark. It is lonely. Thunderstorms. It's everything. And it's even worse than this. But, guys, I'm telling you, there is a light at the end of that tunnel that is going to propel you to do any and everything you've always wanted to do. And you just got to remember you want to do that. That's the thing that you guys got to do. And when you guys be able to do that, you're able to grow. The blueprint I gave you a piece to add to it because – What I want y'all to do when y'all want to do it, when it's time for you to find a wife if you want one, or a woman that you want to live with, or someone you want to marry, or whatever you want to do, you'll be able to change the equation because the equation gets deeper from just the basic one that I gave you, the formula. So those are the things that you want to do. Let me bring in air code 423 and hang up on his fucking ass because it's the same guy. Anyway, let's see here. I'm going to tell this president it's something to do with the chick when she comes over after I'm done. Well, that's what you can do. Again, guys, if you want, I'm sure they've got sexy nude art photos if you want those. if you want those. Oh, my God. 423, what is it that you want, man?
Hey, brother, man. Let me ask you this, man. How big is your black cock? Come on, brother. Tell me, brother.
All right, so like I said before, man, y'all can definitely take the photos. There are ways that you can take art pieces and make them into puzzles. But listen, Holiday, listen. I don't want y'all to do too much with it. Look, it's not to turn the puzzle into something with a woman. What I want you to do is I want you to take the puzzle, but I also want you to learn how your drive is. You don't know your discipline and your drive. That's the first step. That's all I'm saying. To know. And again, don't listen. Don't force yourself to sit in front of a fucking puzzle all day and all night. Don't do that because you're lying to yourself. Okay? Don't force yourself. Please understand, if you're doing it correctly, it's going to take you a few weeks, man. That's the truth. Because you're going to get all excited for you, that false motivation. Remember, it's going to go up, and the motivation is going to come down. You'll get bored, you'll get tired, and sometimes you might get pissed, angry, mad, and you just want to cheat and get the shit over with. But it's really showing you how your life is going to be, okay? That's all I'm saying to you guys, okay? I'm just saying, yeah, even if you do a portrait, I don't care how you do it. You just, what I want you to do is just do it. We got 12 minutes to go if y'all got any questions. But that's all I want y'all to do. Just basically do it. I don't want y'all to feel like that you've got to go out of your way to do something like that. This is not complicated, and I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel and all this other stuff. I'm just showing you to really see your true you, okay? It's just to see how it is. Seems to be about not always taking the most convenient path. Is that part of it? No, Tyler, hold on, man. What's up, 917? What's up, man?
I'm just fucking pissed off, man. That motherfucker keeps calling and talking shit, man. Fuck out of here, man.
All right, thanks, dog. Okay, I got to finish this up, but thanks, dog. Okay, I appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. I'll throw you back in. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. No, Tyler, even for you, it's important for you to do it. It seems to be about not always taking the most. No. Tyler, it's not about path, Tyler. Listen to me. It's not about path. What it's about is understanding that when you put these things together, you're starting to train your mind on focusing on what's at hand versus worrying about everything outside of yourself. It's when you grab one piece of the puzzle. Okay, Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand it. So, because it seems to me without the picture puzzled together, and I always want to get that picture because I want to make it fast and easy and as quick and easy as possible. I think that's my question.
But that's what I'm saying. Hold on, let me bring in 574 real quick. Yeah, hold on, Tyler. 574, what's your question, man?
I know, I'm just listening, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, call back. Oh, shit, I'm sorry, 574. All right, call back in. I'm sorry, 574. I'm sorry. Shit, I hit the wrong button. Call back in. Tyler, listen to me real quick. Listen to me real quick. Call back, 574. I'm sorry. Tyler, listen to me real quick. Listen. All right. What I'm saying is this. I'm saying that when you look at the picture on the puzzle, right? The photo is just like what's going on in your life now. Not you, but a lot of you guys are dealing with these things. The photo is giving you training wheels. The photo is telling you how to do it easily without working hard. The photo is telling you what to do instead of you doing it yourself. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm thinking I'm hearing is, and going through the process of the puzzle kind of forces us to kind of think outside of the box and actually physically go through the motions of rewiring our brain a little bit.
No. It's not think outside or inside. It's be in the box, Tyler.
Be in the box, yeah, be in the box.
You're not think outside anything. You're not. Because what you're doing is you're learning a fucking lesson while you're putting this shit together. That.
Yeah, I see that.
Everything takes time. Can't rush it. And when shit doesn't work the way you want it to work, you got to come up with another way of finding another piece that what? Connects.
Right. Right.
But these things are life lessons. These are things that you're going to learn
while
you're doing all this.
Yeah, and there's no, like, just tell me it and I'm going to learn it. You got to do it. You got to actually do it different.
No, you got to just do it. It's not do it different.
Yeah, you got to just do it. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
The reason it's not different is because it's authentic to you, how you do things.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. No, it's been a good reminder because it's because I'm able to, like, take all kinds of puzzles in life and, like, try to do, you know, or to do it as if I'm the box. That makes sense. You know, not just the puzzle, but everything. And,
because
it's been a curious.
Okay, but the reason why, Tyler, is because just because you're doing good right now with women, you don't know when that woman's going to come in and be that piece of the puzzle that you haven't been used to.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
Right. So you, what you're going to do is prepare. See, what you're doing is preparing. So when I see that woman, I'm not going to get thrown off of my game just because she's totally different from all the women I'm used to. Maybe she's more aggressive. She's not.
That first caller, exactly. Aggressive, exactly. It's like, hey, this is just something
just
new for me to.
Right.
Yeah, it's something new for me to adapt to. Yeah.
Right, but it's just a puzzle. It's nothing special about it. Yeah, you just get it, open it up, dump it on the table, throw the box away. The reason I don't want to rip the box up, Tyler, is because I'm going to show some of the guys out there that they just ain't got it in them to do it, and they're going to run to the trash can and grab that shit out the trash can and cheat themselves, and then they'll be able to learn their truth to why they're not growing. I'm not here to tell them about why they're not. I need them to start doing it themselves so they can see it. You see what I'm saying, Tyler?
No, I agree. I agree. I just am putting myself out there into it because it's a good lesson. It feels like it's been a good lesson. So
it's a different lesson, but because one thing about my best student, he got stuck. His stuck was between once he got everything down, and he was doing that chapter. Then he started getting to the gigolo thing, brand new chapter, brand new set of rules. See, he was so used to being my way or the highway, right?
Right,
but
that don't work in that world. Yeah.
Right, when you become a gigolo, it's not your way or the highway.
Yeah.
How can I service you? How can I service you? What do you want me to be? And that was the new that was the change that he had to adapt to because he wasn't used to women giving him $1,500, $2,000, $500, I mean, just giving him money. He wasn't used to that. He wasn't used to women and giving him money. But it wasn't just that. He wasn't used to people picking him up. He wasn't used to getting a phone call. Like, I got a guy now. Like I say now, I'll up it because it was a long time ago for him. The guy now is having the same problem as my great student is that he's not used to someone calling him up and saying, "Hello, Mr. Ty. How you doing? My name is Steve, and I just want to make sure, are you free this weekend? It'll be like, are you free this weekend? You don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And you'll be like,
pretty
I'm
much
free
putting him on the roster, yeah.
But no. Well, it'd be like, are you free? You're like, yes, I'm free for the weekend. They'll hang up. And then what they do is they let the woman know, because you know, because some of these women are CEOs, CFOs, presidents, doctors. I mean, they got fucking people, gophers and shit. So once they find out you're free, you'll get a call back and say, okay, well, I'm going to either, would you like the itinerary sent to your phone or email? And once you get the itinerary, we'll go over it. And I just want to let you know, the Uber Black will be pulling up at your house around, I don't know, Friday. I know you have to work on Friday, but if you, what time you get off at 5? Okay. Well, we'll make sure we have an Uber Black at your job at such and such. Or if you need to go home and get your clothes together, we'll have the Uber Black at your house. Once we have the Uber Black at your house, the Uber Black will come around, say, 6 o'clock. What we'll do is also, why don't you go ahead and here's the code for United Airlines. Here's the app. Here's the flight code. So what's going to happen is they're going to fly. They're going to take you at 6 o'clock. They'll take you to the airport. From the airport, you're going to get on a United flight, blah, 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 going to this thing. Okay, you'll have preferred service. You'll be in first class. Then from that, you'll be flying to Vegas or wherever she's taking you. You'll be flying to Vegas, and you'll just be spending the weekend. Don't worry. You'll be home on Sunday. You're just going for a few days. When you get off the plane, they'll have a guy downstairs with your name on it, Tyler, whatever, right? Tyler T, whatever fucking last name, Tyler, whatever. They'll have your name on it. And what they'll say, and this is the itinerary they give you. So then once they have that, you'll be picked up. You'll be going to the Sheraton Hotel where you just give them your name. I don't know, Dr. Oz or whatever name they want to give you because they want to be inconspicable. You don't want to be on the low. Give you the name, and then you go up there, and you have a nice weekend. And they'll hang up. Click. That's it. So you give somebody
to tell you. This person. Yeah.
Whole different ball game. Yeah, whole different ball game because right now y'all are learning how to be like, look, if you ain't 2 + 2 = 4, fuck you. You know, I ain't fucking with you, right? If you were like a 5, 6, I ain't fucking with you. But once you get to that point where they starting to pay you to fuck, all that, we would say that chapter's not closed. It's kind of an open book because you're going to have two different types of women. You're going to have women that's paying you for your time versus women that you fucking with. Two totally different things. Or it's going to be, well, are you free Saturday night, sir? Okay. We'll call you right back. Okay, Tyler, we'll have the Uber pick you up at 8:30 in the morning, and this is going to be the place you're going. Maybe you won't take a flight. Maybe it'll be a hour drive out to the ski lodge. It's so many things, but his transition was that he was so on his 2 + 2 = 4. His hard time was like, wait a second, I'm running this shit. I'm like, no, no, no. At this point, you're the client. I mean, she's the client.
Exactly.
She's the client.
Yeah.
So what she wants, and again, I told him, listen, you got to be careful. And the important thing you got to understand is you got to make sure, and I told him, set the boundaries. Nothing bisexual, nothing in my ass. Other than that, I'm open to do anything you want, right? Those things. So by doing those things, hold on, let me see here, right a second. Let me see if there's a prank call. 916, did you have a question?
Yeah, how do I stick a cock in my ass?
So, what I'm saying is, we'll keep him back on. Fuck it. Well, I'll finish off with you, Tyler. But what I'm saying is this. The important thing in all of this, at the end of the day, is that you have got to sit there and you've got to figure out, what will you do sexually and what you won't. But you do got to understand, the more things you do sexually, the more money you're going to make. But you don't have to do anything bisexual to make more money. She might want you to, I don't know, put on a bear costume and fuck her. She might want you to go to Party City and get a construction worker costume and fuck her. I don't know. I was telling you about the art thing. You know, he was like, well, I don't want to show my body around other women. I'm saying, bitch, she's showing you other clients, motherfucker. You better get naked because he was in a situation to what? Go, and I think it was a dildo party. It was like when they, you know, it's some chick comes over and shows them the latest dildos and gadgets and shit like that. But what they wanted is wine and nude guys serving the wine and a few guys standing as mannequins, where the women could come up and either suck your dick, grab your balls, whatever. But, you know, they don't smack you or hit you or anything. Just rub on your body type shit. I mean, that's just how freaky some of these women are. But they'll pay for that shit. So these are, but it's a different.
But I think, I feel like what you're saying is that that person, your student, had to like put the puzzle pieces together without the picture, like you're saying. He had to kind of change.
Well,
because
you created the
because of the environment.
Well,
you had to adjust
to the environment. The environment is still the same with the normal woman. It changes when a woman is giving you money to hold them, fuck them, or just to stand around and listen to them cry. I mean, they'll hire you to cry sometimes. But the one thing I tell him not to do is it's okay to accept money. It's okay to accept jewelry. It's okay to buy you things, but don't let her pay your rent and don't accept a car. Those are the two things.
Yeah, don't get a car.
Don't accept, because then she'll feel like she owns you. And then if she owns you, she's going to start, you know, treating you, sometimes mistreating you. So, but what I'm saying is that it's really weird getting that phone call saying that the Uber car is going to pick you up, have your clothes ready. Here's your flight plan, your flight schedule. Here's your itinerary, and that's it. Motherfuckers can never imagine that's happening. Then on top of that, you're getting paid for that shit. And all they want to do is have a good time. They just want to have a good time. Because a lot of women stress. You know, a lot of women who have, like, big-end jobs, like lawyers, doctors, CEOs, directors, and shit like that, they have so much stress that they want to de-stress, but they don't want to be with their boyfriends or they don't want to be with their husbands. What they want to do is they want to technically find someone just to fuck their stress away or whatever's going on. They just want to fuck somebody. You know, they just want, you know, either fuck me and hold me, or I just want to get away from it all type thing. So it's just either you're going to do it or not, but please understand you're meat. Yeah, and I told him that. I said you can't get offended if they're passing you around like a baseball card. Don't get tripped on that shit. Don't get mad because she's gonna be like, well, I got someone who can fuck better than your guy, and let's see who can fuck better. Let's switch guys up. Or I mean, it puts you in that, but it also puts you in the realm of swinging. It puts you in a realm of, I mean, the goat. Now, please understand, yes, there's going to be drugs in some places. Yes, there's going to be drinking in some places. But there's also going to be men there that may want to watch you fuck their wives. And they'll get off on that shit. And these are the same kind of guys that they – and these – now, remember, you got to understand this, Ty. Let me sit down. What I'm saying is that there are places all over the country and even out of the state where they have gated communities, right? Where you gotta give your ID just to get into the community to get to the house and shit. And when you get there, some of these places they got cigar rooms, and cigar rooms are not necessarily talking fucking. This is where business deals are being made. It's either on the golf course and the country club or places like this. But when a cuck likes the way you're fucking his wife, he will finance your business ideas. He'll bring you to the. I always tell guys about Layer Cake. I don't know if you ever seen the movie Layer Cake with Daniel Craig, but
no,
you. You get into the Layer Cake, man. When you get to the, hold on, let me hang up because I don't do anonymous calls. Whenever you get to a guy where you're going in a country club, that's where all deals are being made in the country club. All deals are on the golf course. The golf course is to see if we're cool enough. Most of the deals are made there. But if they invite you to the to the golf course, it's not. Because, and this is how shit gets a little weird, because I got to tell them about these things. It's not because they want to wheel a deal. What they're showing the other cucks is that I got a cuck that will be able to fuck your wife. If you want to watch someone fuck your wife, you need to have this guy around, because he'll fuck the shit out of your wife. And I know that sounds crazy and shit, but that's how deep sometimes that shit go. They're not displaying you naked. You're just property to rich people.
You're like a horse in the stable.
They're just like, hey, dude. Hey, you know, my buddy, you know, we love watching our wives get fucked, and I got a perfect guy to fuck your wife. I'll invite him to the golf course. We'll tee off 9. We'll do 18 or 9, whatever the fuck. And if you like him, you'll invite him to your party. Then he'll be like, hey, okay, well, here's my card. Well, I got a party this Saturday. We'd love to have you come through. There you go. You just set some more ass up. But when you're doing this lifestyle, you can't be an asshole. There is no 2 + 2 = 4. There ain't no shit like that. You got to follow what the fuck they want. Because if you ain't giving them what they want, they're going to find somebody else who is. But I'm just saying, you just got to know what your boundaries are and shit. That's what I'm saying, man.
All right, man. Hey.
Okay.
Thanks for a quick short show for us again tonight, man. We always know you're there for us.
It's supposed to be a few hours, man. I gotta get off this thing, man. All right, man. I got some work to do. All right, I'll throw you back, Tyler. Thanks, brother.
All right, peace.
All right, peace out, man. Guys, I just want to say to y'all guys, like at the end of the day, guys, got a show. We're gonna do Ryan with the Dean. 12:45, guys. Y'all feel free to join. Like I said before, you're supposed to do a short show, but I'm sorry, I just got into it. Guys, make sure you don't have to like it. Just go ahead and subscribe. Hit the notification button, guys, so y'all can get the updates y'all can. Okay, guys? We have got a good show today. I appreciate you don't have to act like a mute slave, man. You have a voice, man. You're not a slave. You're just getting paid for his service, man. That's all. But anyway, so please, guys, do the homework assignment. Go ahead and get the puzzles. Look at it. Do that. But also start asking yourself the question, why am I allowing someone I don't know to tell me how to live my life? These are the things that you've got to learn on your own. Until you learn those things, you're not going to grow as a man. So just, guys, always remember that, man. This is what this is all about at the end of the day. I'm going to do everything I can to not just separate myself from everybody else. Hold on.